When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the American Arts. What?
I'm ready.
Go. Hello and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer. My name is Whitmer Thomas.
Okay.
And today on the podcast, I am joined by my number one co-host Clay Tatum.
That should be.
And we have our number one guest today, Joe Quazala.
Hi, hello.
And we have our number one audience member, Rod Barry.
Hi.
And he's nice and cool.
Thank you.
So that's the podcast, and have listening because today is cool and today is good. On the count of two, be yourself. One, okay. Two, go, Clay, hit it.
What?
I'm gonna turn my headphones on. That's better.
Okay. That's really...
What?
Today was more chaotic in the beginning than normal.
Why?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Because normally we just do it, the intro, and then it goes pretty good.
You know what's super crazy?
What?
Chernobyl.
The show?
Remember that thing freaking blew up? Remember that crap?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
And there's...
And they got... That thing got stink everywhere. People were getting sick from that stink.
The stink went the way into Germany.
Yeah.
Is that
Sweden.
What happened? It stinks?
Yeah. Ew. Everybody got so grossed out. Their skin surfed on because... Ew, stinky.
Oh, their skin fell off because of how stinky it was.
They were. Yeah. I've never smelled nothing that bad, which is why I have all my skin.
And it's pronounced Chernobyl?
Yeah.
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl?
Wait, is it Chernobyl or Chernobyl?
It's not Chernobyl.
It's Chernobyl.
It's Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll say Chernobyl from now on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I
just want to be accurate.
It's Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. That's Chernobyl. Just to recap, Chernobyl was that one thing when that thing blew up and stung up a whole country.
Ew.
Stinky.
And there's graphite on the ground. If you touch a graphite, your hand gets stinky.
Oh, it smells?
Yeah. And, it makes the guy go, I touched this graphite. I can't work no more. I have to go, I smell. So I need to go take a bath in tomato sauce.
That reminds me of, reminds me of school.
Yeah. Yeah, because of pencils?
Because of pencils. I go, I can't touch this trap. Remember Chernobyl?
And then she would not.
she would not?
She would go, yes. And then how could I be so cruel?
And then we all got up and we went home.
Yeah, she goes, stood up at once, watched single file back to the one home.
And where everybody lives in their one home.
And they sleep in one bed, one big bed.
We all ate cabbage, just like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, and Willy Wonka, Chernobyl.
And Chernobyl, that's Willy Wonka's Chernobyl.
That takes place in Willy Wonka?
I think the factory, no, Willy Wonka, the kid, the guy with his grandpa, are not from Chernobyl.
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie. But
Charlie from Chernobyl?
Charlie from Chernobyl. He's from Chernobyl,
but
the factory is also in Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Rod?
It
makes sense because before this explosion, Chernobyl was thriving with candy factories.
With chocolate.
Yeah.
Chernobyl chocolate.
Yeah.
So who caused this stink?
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka did it?
Well, yeah. We don't know in the show. We don't know.
It will probably be revealed at the season finale.
Yeah, that's what I assume. I haven't seen every episode, but I know that eventually Willy Wonka is going to come into play in some way.
They're dropping clues.
It's sort of like how we knew that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was Robin, but we don't really know how he's going to be Robin.
But they will drop clues. Like in Chernobyl, there's been a few scenes where they pick up a gobstopper and they go, what's this?
Yeah.
And then they move on. They don't hit you over the head with it. But you, as a viewer, are supposed to go like, "Oh, I think this might be connected to Willy Wonka in some way because they keep picking up gobstoppers every 30 seconds."
Yeah. And that's the stuff I like about Chernobyl.
Do you think it's going to be Depp?
What do you say?
Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka or Gene Wilder?
What do you
or a new perhaps?
I think they're going to go with a new TV Wonka.
Yeah. Maybe a hot lady.
Maybe a cool woman.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That'd be progressive and fun.
That would be really progressive.
Yeah, it would be really progressive to have a really hot chick.
If she just like with big knockers.
Big golf stoppers.
You know it's up,
you guys
y'all.
Got there at the same time. That was good.
That'd be really good. I can't wait. I can't wait for the final episode, season finale of Chernobyl.
When freaking hot ass Willy Wonka with the big old everlasting gobstoppers, baby.
Yeah, to all the fans out there, if anybody out there wants to draw Chernobyl's hot Willy Wonka, we would love to see it. Just see what, if you're right, if that ends up being what she looks like.
You heard it here first.
Yes, because when it comes to hot ass Willy Wonka, big gobstoppers, I'm with her.
But she kind of her Chernobyl.
What?
Excuse me. Like Slay.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you guys are pro Chernobyl.
I say I'm pro Chernobyl. Yes.
Pro Chernobyl.
Pro Chernobyl.
Do you like that the stink got everywhere?
Well, without the stink, we wouldn't have the show.
Yeah.
Without the show, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No stink, no show.
All right, that's fine. I guess I just thought the stink was bad, so.
Well, it is bad, but with no stink, no show, and then all those actors would not be employed, do you see?
Oh.
So everything happens for a reason.
Now I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Rod, you're canceled again.
Want me to do my review of Chernobyl?
Yeah.
I wrote one thing down.
Play some music with like a crazy swelling scent, like a
Okay.
With a jazz pop tinge.
All right. So big fat. Okay, let me see if I can. Okay, here's a good one.
Okay.
This this reminds me of like the German like synthy. Yeah. Hi, my name is Clay Tatum. I'm going to do my quick review, my mini review of Chernobyl. And what I wrote down was Big Titty Willy Wonka ends the show. And so for that and everything else I said, I give this show a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I agree. For everything you said, and also because I love the style and I love the acting and the cinematography, I give it a 10 out of 10.
Okay. Wow.
What about you, Joe?
Oh, wow. I mean, this is a hard one for me because like I grew up hoping that there would be a Chernobyl show.
Mm-hmm.
And once there finally was, it was like, will my expectations be met? And I got to say, like, full stop, met and exceeded 10 out of 10 Chernobyl for life.
What about you, Rod?
Well, I mean, just like with the little hints that they've been dropping and like you're waiting for Willy Wonka and just like you're just like building to something and I just have to give it a 10 out of 10.
And what were they building to? Big titty queen.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's really good.
Wow, Chernobyl rocks.
I love Chernobyl. Man, what else have y'all been looking at?
I've been doing some political stuff lately.
Like what?
Writing some political jokes. I was thinking maybe we can turn this into a comedy podcast.
Okay. And, I like the sound of that.
So, I wrote one joke. I wrote it in a shower this morning.
Okay.
So Biden was in Iowa. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about it.
What is it? What about it?
Man. Would it help to hear or not hear?
I'll tell you about it later. It's so crazy. So Biden was in Iowa.
Wait, which Biden?
The Joe.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great.
So crazy. Joe Biden was in Iowa yesterday. You hear about this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's where the joke comes in. I would voted for him if he would leave my dad alone.
Because your dad is Trump.
Yeah.
Wait, say the punchline one more time.
Okay, so it's a tough one.
Yeah, actually, don't just do the punchline. Do the whole thing again.
Yeah, let's hear it all again.
Hey, you hear about this? There's a thing happened yesterday. So,
what happened?
Joe Biden, he was in Iowa. You hear about this?
Wow. Yeah. What about it?
Well, he was in there. He was in Iowa because he wants to be the president.
Oh, yeah.
You know about this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he made a stop in Iowa.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You don't know my thoughts on this?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, where was he?
Oh, the state Iowa.
Oh, okay. Nice. What are your thoughts?
Who was in Iowa?
Joe Biden. He's a guy who wants to be president, and he was one time vice president. So.
Oh, okay. Under who?
He was below Obama.
Oh, okay.
Obama was above him as the president.
Where was Obama?
Obama was up top.
Obama above him?
Obama was above him?
Obama was above him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so, wait, what's going on again?
Yeah, could you start over?
Yeah, start from the top. I think people probably forgot what you were saying before.
I just want to make sure he gets the wording
perfectly.
Hey,
did you hear about this?
Hear about what?
Oh, what's that?
Joe Biden, he was in Iowa yesterday, so.
Oh.
He wants to be a president.
Oh.
What was he doing?
What was he doing in Iowa?
Well, he was giving a speech.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. What are your thoughts?
My thought is a joke.
Oh, okay, sure. I'm sorry.
I'm thinking the problem with this joke is the wording gets messed up because you say my thoughts is this joke.
Right.
And well, and
for me that really helps me like key into what's about to happen.
It's like the political because I don't want you to think that I'm making up that Joe Biden's in Iowa.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's not a joke.
So that part
so maybe you should say this part isn't the joke.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. So okay.
Before the first part, you should say this part isn't a joke. This part is real.
Right. Cool.
And then say it. And then when you get to the joke part, say this will be the joke part.
Can I tell you something really unfunny?
What?
So Biden was in Iowa.
Oh, really?
Want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Iowa would have.
Wait, from the top.
You want to hear something unfunny?
Of course.
So, Joe Biden was in Iowa yesterday. You know about this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've just heard about it for the first time.
Yeah. It's totally unfunny. You want to hear something funny, though?
Yes, what? Of course.
You know, flip side of that coin? Iowa would have voted for him if he would leave my dad alone.
All right. That's good. So, my thinking on that joke is...
Wait, is the joke over?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you
that might be another thing to put in there that would tell us when the joke is done.
End joke. That's like what Jay Leno would do.
Yeah, he goes, that joke's over. Let's start a new one. Mm-hmm. Oh, the joke's over.
And after the last joke, you say, that joke's done. Let the show begin. Everyone stands up and claps.
Yeah, that's good.
Joke's over, bitch.
Is that gonna be
wow?
Yeah,
your catchphrase is "jokes over, bitch."
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Porky Pig.
Huh?
Bitty 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 bitty. Jokes over, bitch.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, obviously, there's some things that I really love about that joke. Mostly that it's short and that it's got some nice wordplay. That's why I give it a 10 out of 10.
Thank you so much.
What do you think, Joe?
I got to agree. It's got bite.
Yeah.
It's got irreverence. Uh-huh. But it also, it is deferential to the comedy that came before it, uh-huh. which is always something I'd like to see. I would like to see, you know, and this is just my own personal preference. And when it comes to review, I keep my personal preferences out of it. But just it's important for me to say I like it when people do Donald Duck noises when they're telling
jokes. Right.
So like that, I think could take it to the next level. But it's already at the top level. 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, that's so something to keep in mind.
Wait. Is this a...
Yeah,
that's in the family.
That's definitely no Donald Duck.
What about the baby Donald Duck's nephews?
I'm your baby.
No, you know his nephews.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Oh, Tim, Jim, and Tommy?
Well, those are his other nephews.
Yeah, they don't get as much screen time.
Tim, Jim, and Tommy.
Hey, it'd be Tim, Jim, and Tommy.
Hey, Uncle Donald. Hi, Uncle Donald. Can we have special treats?
Where's Tim, Jim, and Tommy from?
Well,
the Appalachian Mountains.
Well, we found ourselves here from the train, of course. We live upon the train.
Wow,
we are ducks of no land in particular.
Yeah.
I like how earnest they are.
They're hobos.
Yeah, they're nice. They have little bundles on their on a stick.
They got a bindle?
Bindle, yeah, bindles. That's what that is.
We call these bindles, but really, above all else, it's just the stuff we own.
Yeah.
Well, gosh.
That's
anyway,
Tim,
Uncle Donald, we would like special treat now.
What is their opinions on Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Well, those fellas seem to get a lot of screen time, and you know, it would be awful easy for us to get jealous, but we're just happy to have our bindles and have each other.
Well, and they get to live with their other uncle who's really wealthy. Are y'all related to Uncle Scrooge?
Oh, well, Uncle Scrooge will... Gosh, he sure seems like a rich fella, but he's on the other side of the Duck family.
Oh, so y'all aren't related to him.
No, he can fuck off.
Oh, yes. Oh, all right. There we go. Wow. Tim, Jim, and Tommy. We like that.
Take down, kill the rich.
Oh, wow. Here we go. I like Tim, Jim, and Tommy. It all comes out.
They're very cool.
What do you think of that, Huey? What do you think of your nephews, Tim, Jim, and Tommy?
Your cousins.
What did you say?
I mean, cousins.
What did you say to me?
He said, what do you think of your cousin?
Shut up, bitch.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's hostile. Wow.
Yeah, this is...
All right, y'all gotta go. Get out of here.
Well, gosh, thank you so much for letting me in.
Oh, he's flying.
Oh, yeah, he's in his race car.
We're gonna have to... We're just gonna follow suit.
Oh, no, they're all flying around. Rod, what do we do?
You just know they'll get out of here.
They left.
They escaped through the open window.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Wow. I give that a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, absolutely a 10 out of 10 for
that. All of them. We never even knew about them. Yeah,
that's for all the nephews. Really cool.
I'd say, yeah, all nephews get 10 out of 10 in any circumstance for me.
All nephews are perfect.
Clay, so...
What?
You thought of that joke in the shower.
Yeah. Well, Joe, that's where I wrote it.
Joe, you're a stand-up comedian. You ever think about jokes in the shower?
Oh, sure. Sometimes I'm like, what is this? And it's soap.
And it's soap.
Yeah. I'm like, what is, what? Where did this come from?
And then you think, how can I break down soap?
And I'm like, okay. All right. This soap to me seems maybe like it's frozen milk.
Well, yeah.
You know, and I'll take that to the clubs and, you know, workshop it.
We put our body. We put soap on our bodies so we can smell better. Why don't we make our bodies out of soap?
Yes.
Why don't you make the whole thing out of the soap? Yeah. And then the answer is because soap is frozen milk.
Exactly.
And you give the answer.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's important. And then I go, joke is over.
Joke over.
Joke over.
Next one. On to the next.
On to the next. What is milk?
Milk.
Wait, can I wait?
This is melted, melted soap.
Milk's white water.
Oh.
You guys know about whitewater rafting?
Yeah.
It's when you raft in milk.
And you just scoop some of that.
And
the cows drink white water a lot of the times. That's why they're filled with it. What, Rod? You're looking at me funny.
No, I'm not.
You don't believe me?
No, I do believe you. I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just saying I'm just saying that I don't know that that's true.
Are you questioning Joe Quazala?
No. I'm not questioning anybody. I'm just saying I'm pretty sure that it isn't true.
It is true. It's milk true. Is white water.
Have you ever had? Well, I guess we should probably take a step back. Rod, have you had milk before?
Yeah,
I've had milk.
And are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, what about it made you so sure?
I mean, I guess I got a milk jug and I poured it into the glass.
Okay, so where'd this milk jug come from?
I bought it from a store.
Okay, and you just trusted the store?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
So you just go to any old store and you trust what they sell to you.
Let me guess. Next, Rod, you believe Jesus Christ could turn water into wine,
right?
And that he could turn bread into fish.
Yes.
Is that what the?
Yes.
Yeah, so the first thing I do believe.
Why do you think they beat the shit out of him?
So he can turn.
they wanted a piece of that fish.
He could turn bread into fish.
Yes.
That's a famous story. There were 1,000 loaves, and he went, "How about 1,000?"
Fishes.
Yeah.
How y'all like your fish?
Yeah. He's like, how you there, y'all? It's me, Jesus Christ. And well, welcome to the fish broil. You bring the bread and I'll make it the fish.
Hey, it's too bad y'all don't got any of this bread made into rolls, because I could have made y'all some crawdads. Because he can only make the fish based on how big the bread is.
Okay, so if they were smaller, they could even make them crawdads.
Yeah, but anyway, did you believe this story when you were a kid?
Yeah, Rod, that's absolutely religious.
Should I not believe
this? That's religious.
Yeah. I mean...
That's directed by Bill Maher.
Oh, that's a Bill Maher movie.
Yes.
He really took him down.
He goes, religion is bad. Because why?
Okay.
Because okay.
So we're just supposed to believe that we take ordinary bread and turn it into walleye.
It was walleye.
Yeah.
Walleye.
Clay, would you be pissed off if you heard Bill Maher tell your joke about Iowa?
Oh. Well, he's a leftist loon, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a leftist loon.
So as long as I would have someone that's on the right to counterbalance that.
Because Clay's a centrist.
We're centrist.
So both of us are centrist.
Of course, me too. That's why I'm here. We met on that message board.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
What's up, bitch? Hey, try that again, dude.
What's going on with the keyboard?
Why isn't the keyboard making no noise?
Because I try to do... See if you can hear this.
No, you need to quit it.
I'm sorry, but I thought the other thing worked, but it doesn't work anymore, okay? So
the screams are gone, all right? The screams are gone, the dogs are gone, the pictures are gone.
The screams are still here for me.
Oh, who's that?
Hello.
Who is this?
Who is this?
My name is Gabriel.
Gabriel?
Gabriel?
Gabriel, what are you doing? And
I live among the screams.
Oh, so when the screams are gone, they're still there for Gabriel. I see.
I am in a hallway in a mansion. And if you're ever in a scary place and you hear screams, they're coming from the hallway. Where I, Gabriel, exist.
But you're in a podcast studio right now, Gabriel. You are.
Am I?
Wait.
Oh! Oh!
Now we're all in a mansion!
Yes, welcome to the mansion.
What
happened? The screams exist.
How'd you get trapped in this mansion?
I was born here. My parents are ghosts.
Oh, so you were always a ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
There was a ghost birth, and I came forth. Talking and looking exactly as I do now.
So do you have fun?
What is fun?
Oh, no.
It's like when you get with your friends together, y'all bounce a ball together. You ever do something like that?
What is ball?
A ball is
you
like...
You don't know ball?
It's like a round thing that you can bounce with your friends.
Ah, yes. Coconut.
No, we're talking about...
No,
what about this? I have an
ball
example
is like
of
coconut.
Fun. I have an example of fun. It's like when you're walking outside and there's a puddle on the ground and you stomp right in that puddle.
Yes.
And it splashes up.
You know about this?
Unfortunately, my feet cannot touch your mortal ground.
Oh, crap. What's another example of classic fun, Clay?
Remember that game when you have sticks and marbles and you throw them all on the ground and you're like, let's see how many sticks I can pick up.
Yeah, you ever play that?
Play that game?
Unfortunately, with my ghostly hands, I cannot lift said stick.
All this fun involves touching stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's actually
fun?
A really good
what?
Point.
Doing an ad read?
Oh, okay. We have to go on a break.
Wait. Guess what, you fucking... Dummy. We're back.
Yeah.
What?
Rod, what was your example of fun for the ghost Gabriel?
Well, I was thinking like you could maybe play tag.
What do you think, Gabriel?
What you don't have to explain.
Tag is a game that these really funny people did, and they were like they were having weddings, and they would tag each other like randomly.
I guess this is a true story.
This is a true story.
Based on a true story.
Yeah.
This is based on a true friendship.
Yes.
Oh yes, I know of this tag. Oh yes, of course. Now I understand the fun.
Okay, there we go.
Goodbye.
All right, he left. All right, now Joe.
Yes.
Can you believe that Gabriel guy?
I was really listening very intently. I was enwrapped.
Because you were hoping he would figure out what fun was.
Yeah, I don't want to get in the way of his process.
Yeah. So you're known around town as being an expert of the movie Mac and Me.
Yes, that's correct.
Which is
Is this computer crap?
What do you mean?
Oh, no, this is film.
No, it's McDonald's crap.
Sorry, I had the thing.
It is McDonald's crap, right?
Yeah, it's a McDonald's movie.
Hey. I've never seen this movie, but I've heard about it.
The Burger Shop!
It's from it's as if a burger shop produced a whole movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you familiar with McDonald's Burger Shop?
Yes, I'm aware of McDonald's Burger Shop.
Yeah, so they in the 80s they financed a movie. They were inspired by E.T. the Extraterrestrial, and they funded their own.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Called Mac and Me. Mac stands for Mysterious Alien Creature.
It's not like Big Mac.
I mean,
or McDonald's.
You could make your own connections, but I believe. The canon is that Mac stands for Mysterious Alien Creature.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. And so Mac, let me tell you what I think it's about.
Please.
Mysterious alien creature comes down to town. Mm-hmm. And there's a boy.
Yes.
Who is in a wheelchair.
Correct.
And he loves the alien. And so the alien shows him how to have friends. And the alien is the color of beige.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Cool. You know.
All right, well, that's good.
I don't know about the finding friends part, but the boy is in a wheelchair and then he loves the alien and
when does the burger come in to play?
They go to McDonald's.
Do they really?
Yeah, they dance.
And
they
do
dance
they have
a good
burger?
Time. Oh yeah, they have all sorts of the amazing treats and snacks you can have at
is
McDonald's.
Hey, is that really funny clown in the movie?
Ronald, yes, he's credited as himself. Ronald McDonald is himself.
He's in this freaking movie.
Wait, he's in the movie.
Does he like trouble?
He's like a real guy?
I mean, in a sense.
Now, can I ask you another question? This is a side
Please.
Question. Ronald McDonald
like
Foundation.
Fries?
Like fries are a side, yes.
Yeah.
Fries.
Ronald McDonald Foundation. That's a foundation where you give money, but it's to get Ronald McDonald a house.
It's to get him out of the house.
I always thought it was more money for McDonald's.
Yeah, that's no, why. It just goes directly to McDonald's.
That's why I gave 10%
to open more McDonald's.
Yes,
and you give 10% of every check to the Ronald McDonald Foundation because you want more McDonald's.
Yeah, but then I realized they had a Patreon.
See, I've always thought it was to get Ronald McDonald a house because he's always outside sitting on those benches.
Okay, yeah, and you want to shelter? You want to put a roof over every Ronald?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wait, what do you mean every Ronald?
What is that?
Oh, what? What are you saying?
Uh-oh.
How could there be more than one Ronald?
Well, yeah. You see, I gotta go.
Okay.
Wait, I'm one step ahead of you, pal.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
are you hammering?
Nobody can hear that.
I am hammering.
I'm not giving up on that.
The door was shut and locked, so I tried hammering the outside of it, and I think I'm going to have to stay.
Oh, well, yeah, you're stuck.
That's all right.
Okay, so in this movie...
Is this alien a stupid idiot or what?
Who? What?
Is this alien? Is this alien some stupid idiot or what?
Yeah, he's kind of a dumbass. But, you know, I like to think that characterization really reflects our society in a sense.
You know who's really stupid?
Who?
Who's that?
That Ron Burgundy guy.
Well, that's what makes him good.
That whole movie, I felt sad for that little critter.
Because he wanted to be a famous newsman, but he's so stupid.
He's getting it wrong every step of the way. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for derailing this. We'll get back to the
same thing. No. I mean...
Well, remember when they changed it, they put a question mark on the thing?
And he read it as a question?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was... I was manipulative.
Yeah, yeah. And people are all laughing, and I'm like, why are you laughing at this stupid...
He read it correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did his job good.
He was doing his job.
Pranking his ass, laughing at this dumbass.
What do they do at McDonald's?
They dance.
Dance for a burger. I'm lucky. Yeah. The sound of this.
Mac goes dressed as a teddy bear because obviously he can't go as an alien because people will scream.
Because McDonald's doesn't. They're not open to like aliens. Different types of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's one type of person. I won't say who it is, but we know.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, people would scream if they saw an alien. So instead, his friend, Eric, the boy in the wheelchair.
Eric Hartman from South Park?
Yeah, do you know him?
Yes.
So Eric...
Oh, he's here.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Eric. Eric Hartman.
What's up, Jay? How you doing, Jay?
Eric, thank you for bringing all these cheesy poofs.
I love my cheesy poofs. What's up? Want some cheesy poofs?
Oh, we're just talking about your movie.
These are so great.
You guys taking me burgers?
Yeah.
I love McDonald's. You like what? I love McDonald's. This is really good. I love burger for McDonald's.
Okay. Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, guys, gotta go. All right, bye.
All right, goodbye. Bye, Eric Cartman.
Yeah,
bye.
I'm gonna go find Kenny. That's your friend.
You went to go find Kenny.
Yes.
That's good. It's good to know that they hang out outside the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So
they dress the alien up as a teddy bear so that no one freaks out. And then, you know, in the teddy bear costume, he moves around a lot. That doesn't freak anyone out. Right. And then he dances on the counter at McDonald's. And there's a huge dance party at McDonald's. It like starts out in the parking lot. There's like a boombox and break dancers.
What?
And
we've all been to McDonald's. We know about the dance party.
You know, but I don't need to explain that, obviously. Yeah.
Is this a birthday party?
It is a birthday party, yeah. And people are doing choreographed dance, which the choreography of Mac and Me was influential for a lot of movies that came after it.
Like what?
Dirty Dancing, Clean Dancing, Regular Dancing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
Footloose.
This is a real...
Not another dancing movie.
How many birthday
UCB
parties
guy.
Did you... What's that?
Not another dancing movie by the UCB guy?
Freak Dance?
Yeah.
Freak Dance. If you watch Freak Dance knowing what Mac and Me is, you can see the influence plain as day.
Yeah. So did you find this movie when you were a kid?
I found it as an adult lover of film.
And how many times do you think you've seen it?
I would say high single digits. You know?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Maybe,
okay.
Maybe seven is a good,
does
good
it
guess.
Make, is it, cause my, this is a big problem I have. When I see McDonald's on a billboard or in a TV... I want to eat the stuff.
It's tempting.
And is there a lot of McDonald's in the movie?
Yeah. One of the characters works at McDonald's.
Oh, my man.
She's sometimes she'll be in scenes. She'll be like, I have to go. I work at McDonald's. And that's good for film lovers like me, because sometimes characters leave right. the screen. I don't know where they go.
It is. We have a thing like that. We have a thing here where if you open a movie, you don't tell us where we are, what time of day it is, who we're looking at, and what they do for a living. Then we walk out.
You just get checked out.
And I like to know how they got. Sometimes I see characters in movies. They're driving their car, and then the next thing I see is that they're at a party, and I go, what happened? Show me the freaking in between, man.
Very jarring.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I want to see these people park.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, where do they park? That might come in handy later to know.
Yeah, where do they park? Because it informs a lot about a person.
What movie am I watching, dude? Where's my car? Where's your car?
Yeah, well, that's how I feel after when they don't show that stuff. I basically am thinking, dude, where's his car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's why that movie also resonated with a lot of people. Because when we go to the movies, that is often what we are left thinking. Yeah. Where did their car go?
Yeah, where did their car go? How are they going to find it? Huh, Rod?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So you're watching this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you're...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thinking to yourself, well, how's this going to end? Is he going to find his friend? Or what's the main plot?
The main plot is that Mac was, he lost his family. He was picked up by like a, and it's not necessarily a rocket, but like it was a ship that was like collecting like rock samples on his planet and then sucked up Mac and then took him back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
where the hell is this planet?
You know, if we knew, we would probably have a sequel.
It's like an Earth. Mm-hmm. The thing is from Earth.
No. So like Earth sent a spaceship to a planet to collect rock samples, but they accidentally scooped up all of Mac and his family, and then they got separated. So it's about Mac finding his weird family.
Yeah. And enjoying a burger in the process.
And you know, when you're on Earth, why not have some McDonald's? Yeah.
And has Mac ever had a burger? Or does he eat a burger?
He eats a lot of things. It seems like he has milkshakes, fries, burgers. He likes Skittles.
Weird. You said milkshake, and then Rod started shaking his head, going, "What is he talking about?"
Right, because he doesn't know what milk is.
Well, I mean, I know what milk is now. It's white water, but what is a milk? What is a milkshake?
It's white water, but colder.
And you,
it's in between milk.
It's so
and
cold that makes your body shake.
Just thinking about it.
How is it not? Can you use it as soap?
When it's frozen.
But, are ridiculous questions.
That's how this started, Rod.
Brad, you're 22 years old. You should know this.
Yeah, you're 22 years old. You should be this random.
I just am confused.
We all like Old Spice commercials, but you're taking it a bit too far.
Yeah, with your randomness. Yeah.
I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Okay. What?
Huh? What was that?
I didn't say
hold
anything.
On. Who Wait, said that? Hold on, Joe. I gotta beat up Rod.
Oh my God.
Whoa, come
wow.
on.
Wow.
There you go.
That's, no, don't quit punching me.
I'm
about to kill you.
Hey, Rod.
Rod. Fighting's not the answer.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Rod. Here, let me dust you off.
Oh, thank you.
Good as new.
Oh, now I'm clean.
Incredible.
Yeah. So, in the main character in this movie is what's his deal?
Eric
Cartman.
Wait, you guys.
Eric, go work. No, it's
no,
okay.
No. You guys don't need me.
No, we don't. No. Goodbye, Eric Cartman.
Kenny.
Hey, tell what's your friend's name?
Kenny.
Okay, could you tell him I said hello?
Oh,
Kenny's here too.
Kenny's here.
Hi, Kenny. I just wanted to say, hey, how's it going? I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but. Yeah, all right. Well, that's great. You guys have fun.
Okay.
Mr. Mackey?
Mr. Mackey's here.
I'm Woody Allen.
Oh, okay. Woody Allen's here.
Why? Oh, hold on. This is interesting. Woody Allen is animated like he's in South Park.
Okay.
Woody Allen, what are you doing here? Okay.
I'm looking for my daughter.
Oh boy. This is getting tense.
We should go, okay?
Lena, hey. Lena.
Well, we should go.
Yeah.
Let's run away.
I'm taking a broom and I'm just brushing these guys right out of here.
Okay. Yes, honey. We're getting brushed out of here.
Brush.
So when Woody Allen came in and he was looking for his daughter, did you think he met Sun Yi?
You know, no, because according to the
what he was thinking,
Mia Farrow biopic, you know, I learned that that's not actually his daughter.
Yeah.
Wait, does he have a? He has a
daughter.
Yeah.
Your name's Sun Yi.
No.
It's funny. I was trying to. I was like, let's see how we can get Lena in the bit, and totally slipped my mind. What he
diddled his daughter.
Yeah. Sometimes the craziest thing is, you know,
what?
Life is crazy, huh?
Life is crazy, yeah.
I love it.
It was written about by Ronan Farrow, his son.
Yeah.
Or Ronan is maybe not his son. We don't know.
Well, it's technically his son, but if you look at his face, it's Frank Sinatra.
It screams Frank Sinatra.
I mean, it's one of the more startling things.
Yes. I sat behind him and Mia Farrow in an airplane once. They didn't say, wasn't able to hear what they were talking about. Not that I was really trying to, but. Mm-hmm.
But if you catch a word or two, no fault of your own.
Like, what was that? Okay, so what's this kid's deal, though, Eric?
He's in a wheelchair, he falls off a cliff, but the alien saves him.
And that's how he meets him?
Yeah, that's how they, I mean, he notices the alien. They really set it up in a way that is suspenseful and thrilling. He notices something is in his house and it's knocking things over and he doesn't quite know what's happening. But then when he falls off a high cliff into a quarry, the alien
Corey who?
Feldman.
Okay.
And then he, you know, it might just be a pond. At any rate.
Attention, Millennium.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Corey Feldman's band
What's
is
up,
here.
Guys? It's me, okay. Corey Feldman.
And it's me, Christian Slater.
We're both here.
We thought we'd drop by to say hello.
And how are you doing? Are you here too?
My name is Jack. We thought we'd bring Jack with us because he kind of taught us everything we know.
And my name is Jack.
Woody Allen's back.
Hey, Woody, how are ya?
That's fine.
All right.
Wait.
We all need to leave.
All right.
It's time for us
Trump,
to go.
Trump, can you open the door?
Yes, I can open the door, okay?
Thanks, Papa.
All right. Wow. Okay, so...
And then later, a cop shoots Eric, and then the alien saves him.
Why does a cop shoot him?
Because he's confused, you and he jumps over a cop car and falls, and the gun goes off, and it kills the kid in the wheelchair, but then Mac and his family all get together to save Eric and bring him back to life, but they do not give him the ability to walk.
Dang.
Damn it, you killed...
You killed Eric.
From the TV show.
Remember?
Yeah. Dang it.
Dang it.
You killed Eric.
Wait, you ding dongs. So do the aliens make any sort of noise when they're saving him back to life? Like,
they say hubba hubba.
They go, ooh.
I know there are, like, ooh, traditionally hubba, hubba. In film, aliens go hubba hubba hubba.
Yeah.
But these aliens put their hands together in a V formation and they go.
V for Vendetta.
Really? That's cool.
That's a nice little whistle.
Yeah. If I was alien, I would go.
You go.
Yeah. Wait, but honestly, on this topic, Joe Rod Clay, mm-hmm. What are y'all when y'all here? See a hot girl
present?
What do you think?
Usually, Gugga going.
Yeah.
Because I'm a ooga.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I'm definitely a steamy glass that's going, ooh, hubba, hubba.
How about you, Ron?
Oh, I try not to think anything.
Rod, tell us what you
Rod,
think.
Rod, it's 2019.
You're thinking about...
Yeah, Rod, you
wait,
got...
I know why. No. I know why. Because he doesn't think of a noise. He just thinks of anal.
Yeah,
is that just, true, Rod?
Yeah.
Rod,
well,
yeah.
Hold on.
Rod is only thinking of anal.
Did you guys? I have this. I actually have a device that we can put on Rod's head, and we can hear what he thinks.
Okay,
so he doesn't have to tell us. But
come
we,
on, guy. No, please.
I'm putting it on.
Yeah. You don't need.
Oh, I'm picking it off.
Wow.
You guys didn't need to use the device.
Yeah.
I promised I would.
So, Rod, you would admit that when you see a hot girl, you think of anal.
Yeah, I just think.
Let's put the device back on again.
No, come on. Don't put the. Don't. Come on.
Oh, yeah. It's time for anal.
All right. Wow,
that's weird.
Yeah. Wow. You guys.
It's weird because when you start thinking that, you got on all fours and started oinking like a pig.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I'm putting it back on.
Micah.
Daddy's the pig and he likes the anal. Gimme, gimme. Here we go. Yeah. Anal for Mr. Piglet himself.
Guys,
Rod,
these are my private thoughts, okay?
We're not shaming you at all. We're just saying that we have innocent thoughts. Like, I think Clay thinks Hubba Hubba.
Let me put on the helmet.
All right, yeah.
Oh, wow. She looks nice. Maybe I should ask her out on a date.
That's really nice. Can you put it on me?
Let's put the device on.
Just put you.
Oh wow! I think she's really pretty. I should ask her out. I don't want to. Never mind.
I'll put it on for a second.
Yeah, let's put it on Joe.
Wow, I really appreciate her commitment to volunteering in the community at large, but she's not approaching me, and I guess maybe she doesn't want to talk, and if she approaches me...
All right, put it back on, Rod.
Right. Yeah. It's time for anal, baby. You know this little piglet's going to market. That market's the anal market. I'm taking it off. It's filthy. It's really filthy.
This is private stuff. Right.
Well, I just thought we were all doing it, and, you know.
Already did me.
Well, you know, it felt you were looking left out.
Listen, yeah. I give that what we just did with that thing, cancellation that machine.
The device, if I may, is state of the art, and the reviews on Amazon when I bought it were really solid. And I should leave a review, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I give it an easy 10 out of 10. It's a fun device, and it also is very telling of a person's character.
Yeah, I guess I give it a 10 out of 10 too.
Good, cool. Rod. Wow,
it's called the truth.
Yeah, it's called the.
It's beautiful.
All right, wait, hit him again.
Hit him with what?
A fist.
Don't hit me. Ow! Come on. Cut it out.
Wit. Rod. 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 Wit. Rod.
You know what I wish I was?
The answer.
Have y'all ever thought about this? Don't you ever wish that you were a ninja?
No way. Are you freaking kidding me?
I wish I knew karate and I wish I was a ninja.
Honest, can I do something? Can I?
Yeah.
Hi-ya! Oh. Hi-ya!
Oh, imagine if I could just do a backflip and karate kick you right now.
You know what?
What?
A ninja killing a zombie is my spirit animal.
Hell yeah. Epic?
Yeah.
Epic ranch?
That's freaking epic random crap.
Epic bacon
crap
random.
Could you imagine if your roommate was a ninja?
And just you're sitting there drinking your bacon whiskey going, epic?
Yikes. Why are you just up there hiding like that? Random ass.
God.
Awkward.
All right.
What?
Why? Hey, come on. Don't yell.
I was just winding down.
You're a burger head.
What are you just saying?
You're getting wound up.
I said you're a burger head.
You're getting round up. I'm winding down.
Ground round.
You're ground round burger head. Brown round buckalo.
Brown round buckalo.
Bungalow
down. Brown round buckalo.
Delta Brown?
It's for the Delta Blues.
You say it for the toilet, you say, I Delta Brown.
You Delta Brown?
Yep.
Man, sometimes...
You down to Delta Brown, baby Brown?
Rod.
Yeah.
What do you think about when you have to...
No, don't.
What?
Don't put the thing on me.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah, for sure.
You're Delta Brown?
Oh, yeah. Down in the Mississippi Delta, you got the Delta Brown with your brothers and sisters.
You know what one time I did? I had to deal a brown really bad. We were all on lunch. I was with Clay and a bunch of other people. And I ran into the bathroom right when we got there. And I started to deal my brown.
Mm-hmm.
And about 5 minutes into dealing my brown, a bunch of little girls went into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they...
Because they knew you were in there?
I don't know.
And they're fans?
They're trying to get autographs.
And they were all talking, and then, like, their mom came in, and it's like, why are all these girls in the bathroom? There was a bunch of stalls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they all left, and then another couple girls, like, women, came in.
It's
and then
pattern.
I realized that I had ran into the women's restroom.
Yeah, and you were dealing...
I was dealing
with
mighty masculine brown. And so I was sweating and had to hang out in there for about 30 to 45 minutes until I could be alone. And then I ran out as quickly as I could.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
and that, if anything, is the most compelling case for gender-neutral bathrooms that I've ever heard.
And tell me about it, because I didn't want to get in trouble.
Did you wash your hands?
Yeah. Probably went into the men's room and washed my hands.
With the masculine soap.
Well, yeah, because I wanted the soap to...
You wanted the Old Spice.
I wanted that Old Spice peppery smell instead of that...
Oh, the salt and pepper.
Lavender or whatever.
Yeah, the salt and pepper Old Spice soap.
Yeah.
That's in every men's bathroom.
I love men's bathrooms.
I have hot wing soap.
Well, yeah, I've been to a men's bathroom, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. What is your... What's the scent of your shampoo, Joe?
Buffalo sauce.
Clay, I know you have sub.
I got whiskey soda.
Well, is it Rod that has sub?
No, I have sub too.
Well, you have a turkey sub.
I have the Reuben.
Yeah, yeah. I have buffalo wings, and then I...
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I have buffalo wing too.
Oh, you do?
Well, yeah, you want to smell like buffalo wings when you get out of the shower.
Yeah, the other one I have is ribs.
Yeah.
What else is there when you have soap?
Well, yeah, tell us about all your soaps.
Could you? The soaps and shampoos?
Yeah.
Man soap.
My man soap.
Conditioner, too.
I got denim, dude.
We got denim?
Denim raw? Soap. Raw denim.
Raw denim.
You got raw denim?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I have another one. His car.
You got a car?
I have car soap.
New car?
No, just car.
Just car.
It smells like
classic car.
A car that's been on the road.
Yeah.
It's good.
Been off-roading.
Yeah, what about you, Joe?
Oh, khaki.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. For when you have, like,
that's
work.
Like business stuff.
Yeah. You know, when I was working, I really loaded up. I went to Costco, and I just got a lot of the khaki stuff. And,
yeah.
And that thing, I feel like it'll last me years. I don't even go to that job anymore, but I kind of got used to it.
My biggest soap that I always run out of really quick is I have... soap that's scented like I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell, the book.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Tucker.
Tucker Max.
Yeah, the Tucker Max.
Maximum.
Don't you hate it when you live with a girl and she brings home the Barbie doll bubble soap?
Ugh.
And I'm awesome. Like, I want my brown briefcase soap.
Yeah.
Yeah. My conditioner I use is maddox.xmission.com. Do you guys ever use that conditioner?
No.
It's really,
no,
it's really
I never
good.
Use
it. I do the Opie and Anthony conditioner.
Oh, yeah.
I do the Metal Gear Solid, the PlayStation 1 video game conditioner.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You gotta plug the controller into the other side.
I also do the Baba Booey Bubbles.
Baba Booey Bubbles. Yeah.
Baba Boo Bow Bow. Baba Boo Bow Bow.
Baba Boo Bow Bow.
Baba Boo Bow Bow. Bubbles.
Bubbles.
That was a commercial everybody remembers.
Yeah, it's really
cool. The classic one.
I give that whole riff that we just did an easy 10 out of 10.
It's probably 10 out of 10 for me, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. If you could change anything about yourself, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. You buffalo sauce.
Yeah, me too. I would make my stomach bigger so I can fit more burgers in there.
Yeah, for sure, dude. There's only a way to get more burgers on my body.
I eat one turkey sub at least quarterly. What's the best turkey sub you've ever had? I know mine. Mine's a bodega in New York.
That's freaking classic.
Comedy, or by the venue, Union Hall.
Oh my God, that's where Pete Holmes
that's
would
awesome.
Go.
That's
it's good,
such
and
an awesome,
it is potent.
So glad
there's a place called Mr. Submarine in Chicago. And there's a great commercial with Scottie Pippen from the 90s where he dribbles up to a huge...
Like a baby or a basketball player?
Oh, like with a basketball in his hand. He dribbles up to these two cheerleaders, and in between them is a party sub that's vertical. It's standing up, and it's like,
classic.
Yeah. And then he goes, "That's 1 6-foot party sub I can't handle on my own. Ladies, let's have a party." And then he slam dunks a submarine sandwich into the hoop.
Wow. That's really good.
Does it stay?
The original submarine, Mr. Submarine.
Can I ask a question about the submarine sandwich slam dunks?
The floor is yours. Spotlight's
please,
on
Rod.
You.
So when he dunks it, does the sandwich just go everywhere? Is it like wrapped up a little
bit? If you really watch the commercial closely, as soon as he dunks it, it turns into a basketball.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So this is like more recent Scottie Pippen.
No, this is heyday, Scottie Pippen. This is like an old commercial.
Did you live in...
No, I've seen it on
YouTube. Oh, gotcha.
Chicago TV.
Yeah.
Chicago TV.
Yes.
Wow.
You're not from Chicago?
Subs?
Me? No.
Right, subs not. Let's not get personal here.
Right. He's from Pennsylvania. Let me do my best Pennsylvania voice. Dare. Is that pretty good?
Yeah.
Dare. I was just in Pennsylvania a few days ago.
Which part of Pennsylvania were you in?
I was in...
Whoa.
About
that guy's cool.
About an hour north of Philly. And there's every person who works anywhere there goes, okay, say.
Do you want water?
Yeah.
Well, your name's Whitmer? You want water, Whitmer?
So she was explaining to me how to order a sandwich at the Wawa. And she said something along the lines of, okay, hun, you got to take order over there, come over here, pay, and then go back over there. But it went like this.
Well, okay, so you want me to be like perfectly honest with you? Okay, yeah. So like Pittsburgh and Philly, like they have like, okay, so when you're going down to Philly, like it's going to be a little bit different because they got Wawa, but in Pittsburgh, we got Sheetz. Oh. You know, the place is called Sheetz, and like you get a schmuffin, you get like, there's all sorts of like, okay, so I don't know how to do it in Philly, you know, like Wawa, but like you go to Sheetz, you get a schmuffin.
Oh, a schmuffin.
You get a schmuffin at Sheetz. Clay, and like, okay, like if you're gonna go to Sheetz, like get your head in game, don't look at your phone, and like get a schmuffin.
That's how I feel at Wawa, so maybe it's a very similar thing. You can't keep, you gotta have your head in the game. Clay, can you do a Pennsylvania accent?
You want some water?
Hi there, you want some water?
Why don't you sound like that all the time?
Oh, I rejected my culture.
Yeah. Do your parents sound like that?
They don't. They're from Ohio.
Oh. What the hell?
What does Ohioans sound like?
It's Midwestern.
They don't got it. Like, they sound like...
The way my dad pronounces crayon is like crayon.
Oh.
Crayon. And I go, yeah. Father, yeah. Be correct.
Cran.
Yeah. Cran.
Pissing me off.
My dad, he would say warsh. That was like the only thing he said funny. He would always say, he wouldn't say wash.
But you're from California, so your dad should have said, yo, Rod, will you go wash the car?
He's from Nebraska, though.
Oh, so. Hmm.
Okay, well, so. There goes that theory.
Yeah.
I'm from California.
But your mom's, she's from California?
Yeah.
So she says, what's up, everybody? My name is Rod's mommy.
Oh.
Well, so, yeah, what we were thinking is, like, maybe tonight...
Is my mom freaking here?
We freaking... Rod, I was thinking, do you want, like, dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be freaking tight.
Rod, you can't go see Men in Black 2 unless you ace your test, bro.
I try my best, Mom. If I get a B, I still can't go?
Yeah. No!
Aunt. You can't go, and you're not going to go to the SR-71 concert.
Oh, wow. And Clay... your mom, your dad, we know how he sounds, but your mom would...
What is that? How's that?
Your dad?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have a southern accent.
He kind of, well, what is he Trump?
He sounds like a businessman.
Yeah.
Let's get him in here.
Okay. Dad, can you come in here?
What's up?
Everyone wants to, damn, Dad, you got some nice pants on.
I got these new long pants.
Yeah.
These pants are long and they're good and they're clean.
Yeah.
And my pants are long for you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Papa.
I love you, Clay.
Love you too, Papa. Shh. Okay.
But your mom sounded like what?
My mom sounded like please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I noticed you looked at Trump weird. Is it because you're liberal leaning or because he sounds funny to you?
I was in awe. I was just, you know, respecting the office.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, I respect the office too much.
Yep.
It's just, you know, wow. To be in the presence of 45.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The 45th. That's Clay's dad. Now, Clay, do you see any trickle-down money from your dad?
He said it's going to happen, but I just go wait and trust him that it will.
But you haven't seen anything
I
yet?
I haven't seen nothing trickle-down from him.
Okay.
Except for love.
Oh, yeah. He seems like such a loving man.
Isn't love just the sweetest currency of all?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, money can't buy love. I learned that in the movie Aladdin. I think I learned that.
Is that in Aladdin?
Something about love.
Or is that a song?
Something about a wish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's something in there about a wish. Is there any wishing in Mac and Me?
I think when the wheelchair kid is shot by the police, I think his family wishes that he
wasn't shot
by the police.
Yeah.
But it's not the wish that brings him back to life. It's the magic power of the aliens.
So also, to make sure, the bad guys in the movie are the police.
And, like, kind of the government. You know, it's like the authority that wants to take the aliens away, but no, they're our friends.
Right. I see. So do you think that cop who shot the boy in the wheelchair was fired?
You know, I'm sure he was reprimanded, but that seems like an extreme.
In America, though. In America, he probably went back to work the next day. Well, they probably gave him a raise.
And I support that, because I mean, I respect the office and Blue Lives Matter.
Blue Lives Matter.
I mean, to fire a cop who just accidentally shot a boy.
I mean, accidents happen. Mistakes will be made. I mean, that's what they tell you the first day of cop school. Mistakes will be made.
I think I saw that in Departed.
Yeah,
Departed. And Leonardo DiCaprio goes, "I'm not a freaking rat. I'm in Departed. Mistakes is gonna be made."
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a long tradition, and it starts kind of with Mac and Me, where you know talking about the police force and the things that they hold dear in that institution, and you know the Departed is just another in the line of that tradition.
My favorite part of the Departed, the film, is when Matt Damon goes, "How long have you known him?" And he goes, "Who?" And he goes, "The Departed." But he doesn't look into the camera. I feel like that took a lot of restraint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a moment like that in Mac and Me?
Where he goes,
"It's Mac and Me." Hey.
You know.
Wait. Can you rephrase the question?
He goes, who's coming to the McDonald's birthday party?" And he goes, "Well, it's Mac and Me." And then he doesn't look into the camera.
But you want him to.
Yeah.
It's like in No Country for Old Men at the very end when Tommy Lee Jones is like, "It's No Country for Old Men." Then he looks at the camera and he winks and he goes, "Goodbye." Yeah.
That was a really sweet ending to the movie.
I liked knowing that it was over.
It was also nice when they flipped on the lights and they kept on rolling the movie and he thanked everyone for coming.
My favorite part is when he goes, "You shouldn't have done that. He's just the boy."
French rat daters.
Yeah. I like that. He goes, "Nah, long time ago, there's a boy who came down with the killer cow." Yeah. Shouldn't have done that.
I don't care. What movie is this?
I'm thinking it's Country for Man, Old Man.
Yeah, Country for Old Man. Remember, remember the part where the guy goes, "You shouldn't have done that. He's just a boy." Just a boy.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want your life.
This is all the same movie.
Yeah. He goes, "Damn it, Bobby." Remember that part?
Oh.
That's my favorite part of Country for Old Man. When he goes, "Oh."
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got a little butt.
Yeah, he's got a tiny little ass.
He ain't got shit down there.
Yeah. Okay, so he never says Mac and Me in the whole movie.
No.
Pissing me off.
Yeah. Okay. It's a thing we in the community struggle with, the film community, when we talk about the great films. And, you know, not every movie's perfect, but, you know, there are flaws. But still, we respect it. And the craft sometimes goes beyond what we expect and what we can really understand or know.
Yeah. Now, is this true that they cast an actual kid who's paraplegic?
Yeah.
So that is progressive and good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, it's, the representation matters.
Oh, that is important. And they toss him down the mountain.
They push him right off. It's a cliff into a body of water. But the alien saves him.
Does he fall into the water?
Oh, yeah. He takes quite a tumble.
But he probably could have swam to shore.
Well, here's the deal.
Let's be honest.
He is rolling down the hill. And he tries to put on the brakes on his wheelchair. That thing snaps right off.
Oh,
and then he tumble. And then he falls off the cliff.
Oh,
and he goes,
boy.
Ah!
Yeah,
and then right in the water, and it is a nasty spill, and it is quite a drop.
Is there blood?
Well, there might have been, but you know, Mac comes in. He's the cleaner. He codenamed the cleaner, and then he just kind of wipes it, and then pulls the boy back up. And everyone goes, "Eric," and he goes, "I saw him." I just thinking about it, I get a little choked up.
Wait, and Mac doesn't talk.
Mac goes like,
"Oh." And does he ever have a? He never goes, "Mac Frank Burger."
No, unfortunately. He makes a lot of funny faces.
Yeah.
But mostly it's just like.
I like that.
That's actually really nice.
He likes Skittles, whereas E.T. likes Reese's Pieces. This film kind of ups the ante, I think, in response to E.T. by making him eat Skittles.
Does he drink a beer?
He drinks all. His family actually. This is crucial.
Yeah.
His family is looking for Mac, and they're wandering the desert, and they die.
Go to freaking McDonald's.
They become dehydrated, and they die.
What?
But Mac and his human friends bring the family back to life with Coca-Cola.
How did they?
What? Is this real?
And then they go, this must be like what they drink on their planet.
So do they find them in the desert?
They find them in like an old abandoned mine. And they are like dehydrated and dead, and it's very sad. But they think, wait a second, Coca-Cola, the essence of life. And then they get them to drink, and then they come back to life.
So wait, who says
what the hell?
They think that this is what people on the aliens on Max planet, they drink?
Like, yeah, the kids, like, who, you know, it's a group of like about four kids who they're trying to find this family. And then, once the family are revitalized by the Coke, they go, this must be like what they drink on their planet.
Wow. And they just spill the Coke on them?
They use a straw, which that's problematic, but yeah.
Ugh. And do you think
it's a metal straw?
Is it Coca-Cola Classic?
I think this might predate New Coke, which would mean the classic moniker was not introduced.
So it's regular Coke.
So it would be regular original recipe.
Sad that we never got to have that.
It's coming back.
I've heard New Coke is coming back.
No, we never got to have regular Coke.
Oh, with cocaine in it?
I don't know. Whatever was pre New Coke.
What?
Well, we got it back, and that's Coca-Cola Classic.
No, but I want regular Coke.
No, what do you want? What? You want New Coke or old Coke?
I want normal Coke, which we'll never get.
We put the lime in the coconut. Coconut. Shake it all around.
Oh, is that what Coke is?
Yeah. I don't know.
Coconut?
Coconut.
Coconut.
So, okay. All right. So, Joe.
Yes.
Overall, you've seen this film upwards of 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
And you like it.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that's an understatement, but yes.
And it's good.
Very.
And they have burger stuff in it. They have Coke. Mm-hmm. They have Coke in it. They have, what else, Clay?
They have the Coke in the coconut. They shake it all around.
Uh-oh, hot girl walks by.
Adol.
We're talking about the movie.
I think we should end it now. On the count of three, who are we voting for in the 2020 elections? One, two, three.
I think we should end it. Joe, you have a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What do you say about it?
It's called Who Cares About the Rock Hall. It is a fun time. You can listen to it. You also follow me on Twitter at Joe K.
And you got to follow this guy because he produces well-produced sketches. Yeah. 4 million of them a day.
Thank you.
And they all are good. And he's nice. So let's end the podcast, Clay.
I can press the button now.
Yeah, press the button.
Okay.
And the kind of, and it's me.
Oh, no. Eric, get out of here.
Okay, see you around. All right, hit it, Clay.
Hit the button, no?
Yeah, go.
Hit it.
Well, it's time to hit the button.
Oh, wait, who is that?
Huh? Well, it's me and my brothers.
We came
back from the train. Tim, Tommy, and Johnny.
And you're with Huey and Louie and Dewey.
Here we are. We just wanted to see y'all end this thing.
Are y'all friends?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Get it out, Huey. Get it out.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's end it.
I'm Woody Allen.
Oh, Woody, get out of here.
All right, that's been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. On the podcast, we talked about
what?
We talked about lots of stuff.
Okay, well, like what? What did we talk about?
We talked about Mac and Me the movie. We talked about Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
We talked about Rod is canceled, and we talked about a lot of other stuff. We had Joe Cazal on the podcast. You got to follow him on his crap, and you have to remember to call your senators and be yourself. And buy our merch on the internet.
Hello, Senator. I just wanted to chat.
All right. And that's the whole podcast. And hit it, Clay.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarchet. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.